Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Israel. With my colleague Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, major American Jewish organizations, we're very pleased to be joined by the diplomatic correspondent of the Times of Israel, Laser Berman. Laser, I read the headline from your newspaper. Biden, Lapid to sign Jerusalem Declaration, in quotes, a platform for U.S.-Israel cooperation. What is the Jerusalem Declaration? What is its ambitions? Good day to you.
Good day. So the Jerusalem Declaration is something that was announced today. It was signed by the two leaders ahead of their joint press conference. And there's really not a ton that is especially new there. Much of it is, you know, familiar. It's familiar language. But it's important that it's done in writing. And there's a clear commitment there. There's certainly text about Iran, and the United States stresses the pledge to never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon. And it also has an affirmation from the United States to confront Iran's aggression and destabilizing activities in the region. And you know, mentions Hamas, Hezbollah, Palestinian Islamic Jihad. So that type of language is certainly very encouraging to the Israelis and to other American allies in the region that are concerned about Iran. You can also see, however, some sorts of discord or some disagreements, especially around the Palestinian issue, where both sides commit to continuing to talk and to work toward improving the lives and the conditions of Palestinians. But it only says that on one side, on President Biden's side, there is that real desire to continue to work right now toward the two-state solution. So in general, it encapsulates initiatives that we already know about. But again, like the whole trip, there are some signs, some seeds of disagreement that are always a piece of the U.S.-Israel relationship.
Malcolm?
It was pretty blatant in the statements that the president and the prime minister made. The president, again, reinforcing his commitment to a diplomatic approach, and the prime minister saying diplomacy and words will not stop Iran. Do you think that out of this will come some sort of a new assessment? We see that Putin is coming to Iran, the sale of Russian drones, other statements indicating the enhancing of the Russian-Iranian relations and the worsening of relationship within the Gulf. Do you see the emergence from this visit of a joint agreement of an air defense system or some other collaborative effort that would make a difference?
So you certainly hit the nail on the head in terms of in that joint, those joint statements, I think, it really echoed across the room that Lapid was stressing the fact that words and diplomacy don't matter. And Biden, said the exact opposite in his statement. I think, in my opinion, and I think we really have to, keep this in mind, that there's little that Israel can do to change the minds of the P5+1. Every country involved in the JCPOA originally has their own interests, and their own positions, and Israel is not going to sway them. So the Biden administration still wants to try to find a way to make this deal happen, as you know, even as the chances seem less and less likely every day. That is their interest. That is their assessment. They're going to do it, and it's not going to be Israel that's going to change anything. Go ahead.
No, Laser, just a puzzle here about changing things. I note that Iran is the threat, is a major threat. So there's nothing provocative about that language. But there are other threats in the region. Were they to be filled in later? I'm thinking of Syria. I'm thinking of the bad actors who are congregated in Syria and all the dislocations of the threat from Hezbollah. Is that another kind of statement?
So that was in the Jerusalem Declaration as well, and we did hear from the U.S. side reference to Iran's proxies and Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. Now, that is something that Israel is adamant will be in a longer, stronger deal and is not covered by the JCPOA. So it seems like at least there the United States realizes that they have to speak about it perhaps more than they have in the past. But it's something that, of course, has been something that concerns the United States. But Biden will certainly hear about it when he heads to the Gulf tomorrow.
Right.
And that is something when you think about the rocket fire and the drone attacks from the Houthis in Yemen and the attacks in Iraq. That is something that concerns the Gulf states as much as it does Israel. And it's certainly something that will be brought up to the president.
Malcolm?
Do you believe that the Israeli officials have been placated by what they're hearing? And how has the Israeli public, which, like the former president, and Biden has had a long relationship. This is his 10th trip to Israel throughout his extensive career. How have they reacted? Does the issue of the visit to Jerusalem's the east side without Israeli officials loom large in Israel?
I think that's a very important question. And since that visit to East Jerusalem is happening tomorrow, we really won't know, what the implications of that visit are until it happens. It could be that joint statement, does not look very good in Israeli eyes. It could be something that even embarrasses the president. There could be protests. There's a lot that could go wrong tomorrow during that visit to East Jerusalem. I will say that Israelis, at least in Jerusalem, as you know, Malcolm, they get very ornery when the city gets shut down and they start to complain.
Right.
You know, why do we have to stay in our homes for the president's visit? So that's what you hear on the streets. But in general, listen, it's always good when that relationship, especially with the Democratic president, is reaffirmed. And we heard some very warm words, especially after his meeting with President Herzog about his deep connection to Israel. So that has to be reassuring. But at the same time, there are those differences of opinion, differences of approach toward Iran. And I think the most hopeful thing on the Israeli side is what advances will come out of the visit to Saudi Arabia. What Israel is waiting for is some announcement on overflights. And there's also the issues of the two islands that are expected to be transferred from Egypt to Saudi Arabia that needs Israel's approval. So there, I think those are the most hopeful things that Israel can hope for, and that's what we are waiting for. And from the messages and from the statements from Israeli officials, it seems like they're hinting pretty strongly that we can expect a positive announcement and some positive movement.
But no breakthrough with the Palestinian leadership, you're saying?
No, I think that's really off the table, I think. And also what we're hearing from Biden, he said at the airport that it's not going to happen anytime soon. He still believes in it. He still thinks we need to work for it. We have to keep the two-state solution alive. But even he recognized that it's really just not in the cards right now. And I think we also have to remember that this is happening in the throes of an Israeli election season again. And we have the elections coming up, and Lapid is a caretaker prime minister. And really, he's very limited into any major steps that he can make. He has to think about the upcoming elections as well. So there are really some factors and some constraints that are keeping him from doing anything too bold in this period leading up to the November elections.
I'm glad, just in the final minute, Laser, you give me a batting order question. The president's meeting with Mr. Lapid, who is the finance minister and the acting prime minister. Mr. Bennett is also in those meetings in some fashion. Who's in charge? Who's the prime minister?
It is certainly Lapid. So acting prime minister and former prime minister Bennett was at the airport ceremony, and he kind of looked somewhat out of place and perhaps wondering if it was a mistake to have been there up on the stage with the president and the prime minister himself. He was not at the meeting today between Lapid, Biden, and their respective staffs. So
okay.
he did not even make that meeting, and I think that's an important detail to note. He's been out of the picture since the airport meeting. So it looks like he has taken a step back. His portfolio is the Iran issue, so you could have expected to see him there, but he has not been there. And I think, as he has announced that he will not even be running in the upcoming elections, he's taken a step back and kind of understood that this is not his spotlight anymore.
Laser Berman is the diplomatic correspondent of the Times of Israel, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, the Biden Administration Embassy to the Middle East. Historical. I'm John Batchelor.
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.